We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Their show like that.
Oh, I know
they
one.
Don't get hired.
I know one. His name's Greg T.
Oh, oh God. So oh, he starts God. With, oh,
yes, indeedy doo da.
Doesn't Howard Stern start with,
hey now?
Hey now.
Well,
and Elvis starts with, wow, 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 wow.
Yes, he does. He does.
All right, so is that going to be yours now then?
All righty.
Scary Jones in the morning show.
What's your greeting?
Oh, Nate? My God. I'm not going to have one. I'm not even going to do a show. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say all righty. Hey now. I'm not doing any
no
of those things.
Gandhi, nobody?
You know me. My energy level is just about here.
Elvis's assistant Andrew's in the house. What would be your greeting?
I'm up, so that's a good thing.
I'm alive.
Producer Jake?
I just make videos, so I don't need a greeting.
And Garrett?
I think I would let the bed play out for a long time and then just come in whenever.
Yeah, about
start
4
talking.
Hours
yeah.
worth.
Yeah, about 3 hours and 59.
Play. At least you come out of bed.
So what do we have rolling here today?
I don't know. Gandhi, you wanted to talk about a couple of things.
I have
Andrew's
so many
superpower.
Things. Andrew has a superpower, and I think all of us have a superpower we probably haven't discussed, but Andrew just saved my life with something that I've been
okay,
trying to figure out.
Okay, that's being a little
overdramatic. Overdramatic.
Her life.
He saved my life, and he sacrificed his fingertips.
Yes. I mean, I now think, what do you have? What is it? Aluminum poisoning? I have some type of
mercury poisoning.
Poisoning?
Your fingers are a different color right now.
Yes.
Andrew's got Mad Hatter's disease, everyone.
Gandhi had her necklace tied up with her ID card.
Yes.
She showed it to me and I said, give it to me. I've got this. And I got it. It took me 6 hours.
6 hours?
It really did.
It legitimately took possibly 6 hours.
Because it was a double knot. You first had to get rid of the knot the necklace tied into the ID.
Yes.
I don't know how you did that.
I don't either.
But then you had to untangle the double necklace on top of that.
Yeah, it was a double necklace all the way.
How do you go about starting that process? Do you eyeball it first, size it up, and then make your moves to unknot it? Or you
just kind of approached it where you need to find and make one. Once I found one chain, then it was like, okay, now I just need to like finagle it to get it all out.
Well, I need you to know that before you spent your 6 hours on it, I have been working on this for weeks. And then I just get fed up and I throw it back in my bag and then it gets tangled up again.
I'm big on puzzles, so it's like,
yeah.
Throw me in, coach.
He's training for Survivor and this helped him.
Well, let's call that. If you were on Survivor, I have a feeling those contestants would have done it in less than 6 hours.
Nope, not this knot.
Yeah, I mean, this was a double knot. And plus, that's like actual rope. Give me actual rope.
Survivor, they do it in under 10 minutes.
Yeah. Done. I got this in 10 minutes.
What are your? But like, there have to be other superpowers in the room.
That's not a superpower. That's just determination and time.
You know
what? I'm
rope man, when you need help, when you're tied up and your boat is stuck, acid pit,
uh-huh. You know that's going to happen so often.
He'll free you to fall directly into that acid pit.
Ooh, yeah. Oops.
I thought it was a superpower. Right. I mean, again, I worked on this.
You
for
know,
weeks.
They have jewelers that you pay to do that sort of thing.
What? But he did it for free.
You could have done that.
You can go pay somebody to untie your jewelry.
There's my girlfriend had a necklace and there's this huge knot in it. So she took it to the jeweler and she goes, okay, come back in an hour. Hour later goes, oh, necklace is all fine. Oh, that'll be $25.
So it took you tools. Yeah. Well, there's actual tools to undo it.
If it took you 6 hours, that means Gandhi owes you $125.
Why? Nope. I never guaranteed this.
$150.
Right.
I was walking around with it, trying to get it undone, and Andrew said, what is that? What are you doing? And I showed him. He said, give it to me. I can do this. I was like, done. Giving it to you. Yesterday, I took one of my IDs off of it. And I left it with him overnight.
Yeah.
This was a 2-day project.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, 6 hours.
Okay, now let's investigate this. Andrew, what could you have been doing instead of getting this knot out?
Organizing
another
Elvis's
language.
You know, Elvis has a book coming out, so that's consuming my life.
Yeah, how about your actual job? Could you have been doing that during this 6 hours?
My favorite was when Garrett came over and was like, what led you here? And I said, getting a communications degree. And B, you know, a lot of other bad choices.
But don't you feel like Andrew's the guy we go to for everything?
Yeah.
Whenever there's like a crisis or whatever, Andrew, if I can't remember my credit card, if I can't get into like the United Airlines app, I'm like, help.
And when Andrew drops us cold one day, we'll all be in a lot of trouble.
I am screwed when that happens.
Please don't.
Well, I promise I still will keep your social security numbers for other people.
I believe you would. I don't care if you think it's a superpower, Nate. I think it's a superpower.
Okay, fine.
It's a talent.
Is it a superpower to be able to tie a cherry stem with your tongue?
Nobody can do that. That's
you can't do it, Scary. You can't do it.
No, I did it once.
No, you did.
Once.
I did it once. Yeah, I had a cherry stem in my mouth. And I tie them.
Okay.
If your tongue, if you could shape your tongue into the shape of a U, which some of us can, some of us can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I can do it.
Some people cannot do that. Can you?
No,
then
I can't.
Then it's possible to do.
It's impossible.
I've tried so many times. I've never been able to do the cherry thing.
So you're telling me if I just go with the U shape enough, all of a sudden it just becomes.
No, you have to wedge it between your tooth.
What?
At the side of your tooth.
This is an old wives. Nobody can do this.
By the way, what a great
what
a great story though. Scary said I did it once. So he's already admitting, hey, I'm not gonna be able to do it again, but I did it once.
Right.
We'll never know if he actually did it, but he knows, he told everyone I did it once.
Is this how the ID card got tangled up in your necklace?
Scary's trying to tie it.
Andrew, do you have another 6 hours? You can tie a cherry stem in that. That'd be great.
It's not an old wives' tale. People have done it.
No, it's bullshit. That's one of those things that people do at a bar, like, hey, how are you? What's your name? What do you do for a living?
It's almost like the kidney story. Like, you go on vacation to a tropical resort, and then you wake up the next morning in a bath full of ice cubes and missing a kidney.
That's real. That's real.
Has it happened? Yes. It is a real thing.
It is not a real thing.
Yes, that is a real thing.
It probably happened.
Wait, I've heard the block of ice story. You wake up on your back in a block of ice.
In the bathtub.
In a bathtub filled with ice.
Minus a kidney.
Yeah.
And there was actually a doctor that just got busted in Quebec for doing it.
Yep.
And your kidney's gone.
Real.
Yeah, you can also sell your kidneys on the black market.
Jake's been doing the math. How much can you get, Jake?
Well, I can't even do 25 times 6, so I probably shouldn't sell my kidneys.
Whoever wants a kidney, you're going to get a bargain from Jake.
Here's
a sack of beans,
Is that an urban
Jake.
Legend?
Can I get like 2 years of my salary for a kidney?
No.
I don't know. It depends who you're trying to sell it to.
Well, he actually does get paid.
I can take 2 years off.
I know your salary. You can get way more than that.
Make it 4 years.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually true. I think that's actually true. Organ harvesting?
Million to 1.2 billion worth of illegal organs are traded per year.
I just love that. You're on Wikipedia. I love that's in your search history now. So if you ever get caught for something and the cops look through your phone.
Right. It turns out the UK has a really big organ trading.
Just saying.
But remember, that was one of those first things that really scared you.
Yes.
Where
spring break. It was the
spring break. You know, you have a drink. You suddenly don't know what's going on. Next thing you know, you're waking up the next morning in a bathtub filled with ice and a note that says, call the hospital. You have 45 minutes until you're going into organ failure. And then you see a big incision down your side.
That's terrifying.
You never heard that, Danielle?
Wait, what is it? What's the note?
I've heard the same thing.
This is one of those.
This is real, guys.
Yeah, this is one of these stories how someone got taken advantage of on spring break on vacation.
What's the note say, though, about?
Go to the hospital immediately.
You're missing an organ.
Yeah,
they take it while you were drunk and passed out. They had taken one of your organs.
So how the hell do they expect you to get to the hospital? Call a cab.
Call
an Uber.
Uber. Yeah.
That's why my parents would never let me go on spring break because of that story.
Yeah.
But it's funny, and that's where you question, like, how true is it if everyone knows the same exact story?
I'm just saying, it's like Gandhi now has it on her search history.
You went into our cahoots.
But, like, I was thinking about it, too. Like, what do they, like, clear off a beer pong table? I'm like, okay, put them up here. Let's get out that kidney. How
Maybe
does that shit
do
work?
Do it in that same bathtub.
What if they have, like, a revolving door of people? Like, who do you got now? Bob, I got him wasted at the bar. Here he comes.
Here he is.
What was the Nestle Toll House urban legend with the chocolate chip cookies?
What?
I don't know. What?
Did they get just freestyle one?
Of course you would find the food urban legend. You would find the food urban legend.
Did you just assemble words into a sentence?
No,
he's having a stroke.
Jake, you could get up to $123,000 for a kidney.
That's like 10 years of my salary.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's worth it,
Jake. In the United States, if you're on an organ transfer list, a lot of people don't, like, you could be a certain number and it could take years. There's a whole trade of it.
Yeah. But here's the deal, though. If you donate your kidney for, like, money, what if you need that one day?
No, I'm not donating it.
Oh,
okay. They're paying me.
Oh, I did. Yeah,
he's giving it up.
If you give it up for money, what if you need it one day?
Then I'll have the money to buy it back.
Okay, really?
No.
If
I bought the kidney, I would sell it back to you for double.
Here, let's hear this Toll House cookie.
It was Neiman Marcus's cafe. And it was an urban legend.
How did you get Neiman Marcus out of Nestle Toll House cookies?
That's how it starts. Because there's different variations of
only
the same
the
story.
Rich people do these.
I've heard Nestle's Toll House. This is the Neiman Marcus Cafe version of the same legend. Has it that a woman was charged with $250 for a cookie recipe at a Neiman Marcus Cafe and was so incensed that she sought revenge by distributing the recipe to as many people as possible. What? Anyway, if you go to Snopes.com.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So she bought the recipe and then gave it out to people? And that's now how Nestle Toll House was formed?
Yeah, they said, yeah.
So Nestle is formed from the Neiman cookies?
Talking about urban legends, and that's the one
you came up with.
There's way better.
What about that chupacabra?
In all fairness, it's about a cookie. It's about a cookie.
What was your favorite urban legend?
I'm still on the kidney because this is real. This says it happens all over that they go into slums and they take people and they steal their organs and they sell them for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'm checking Snopes.
I don't know if I'd really want a bum's liver. Sorry. I'll be honest with you. If they're going into slums.
Can you imagine? They give you liver worse than the one you already got.
Like, can I get my money back? This is bullshit.
Oh, hey, we can wait. For 50% off, we can get you Sally's liver. She was a prostitute on the corner. She drank a lot. But, you know, it's better than what you got.
I thought that the cookie thing was going to be something like that. Like, all the cookies you eat are part human.
Yeah.
Not, here's the recipe.
Scary disappoints.
He's still searching.
That's scary.
He's still searching.
Scary's trying to find something right now. We'll give you another 2 minutes.
Scary,
how much could I give you for your liver?
No, you can't have that.
On this show, whose liver do you not want? And whose liver would you take?
Garrett.
I'd probably probably take Garrett's.
Yeah. Garrett keeps his
guys,
stuff.
No, Garrett's got all sorts of problems.
I'm abused on the inside. I'm a diabetic. I have celiac. Yeah, don't judge the book by its cover, people.
Oh, maybe yours, Danielle.
No, maybe mine.
I would take Scotty's because he has one beer and he's wasted, so he he's probably had the least amount of alcohol out of all.
Or does that mean his liver's not working well?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I might go with...
I'm telling you guys, you would want my liver because I never get hungover ever. I could drink everything in the world, do all kinds of stuff, never hungover. I feel like $1 million the next day. All the time.
See, Kathleen's liver I wouldn't want either. She drinks so much wine.
Yeah.
I might go with Sam. Diamond's. No, Diamond's got like allergies.
Diamond has like this hidden life where she's just wasted all the time.
I'm not going to nominate myself as tribute, but like I think I have a pretty good liver.
I would take your liver.
Yeah, you don't drink that much, Andrew, do you? You're like crazy.
Yeah, I drink enough, but enough.
Not crazy. I don't want Coastal Boy Josh's liver.
I want that one. Take mine. I volunteer as tribute.
Oh,
no, you need it for Survivor.
Yeah. I think you actually need your liver. I think that you can give away a kidney, but I think you need the liver.
Can't you give away part of
kidneys,
your liver?
I
think livers regenerate, right?
Yeah, they grow back.
Do they really?
Yeah, because when they donate, when you donate a quote-unquote liver, you only give a part of
part of your liver.
Hey, Andrew.
You can get a new one at Neiman Marcus, apparently.
$250.
Andrew, would you go on Survivor if the name of the show was Survivor Organ Island?
That's going to be a hard pass.
Okay, would you go on Survivor if instead of winning $1 million, you just didn't get your organs taken out? I mean, like, that's the prize.
That's called going to some weird country and I don't know anybody. And
actually, that sounds like it would be a great TV show.
It's called The Amazing
Organ
Race.
Organ Island.
It exists, you say?
Which I also think I could win.
Yeah, really?
One show at a time, please, okay?
The Amazing Race, you just go to different countries and just have to get in cabs and be like, you need to go here now.
Awesome.
New Yorkers, I think, would be great at that.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a list of urban legends now.
I have too.
I hate the world.
Now you're upset.
The reptiles living in city sewers.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
In the early 1900s, it was unheard for wealthy New Yorkers to bring baby Florida alligators back to the Big Apple as pets. And if they were caught, they would put them down the toilet. So alligators are living in the sewers of New York City.
Great.
That was I believe that. Too. Is that real? Well, that's an urban legend.
That's an urban legend.
Oh.
If you grew up in Jersey, you know of the Jersey Devil. You ever hear that one?
No. Oh, that's baloney. People.
Isn't that like a sports team of some sort?
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, it's a hockey team.
Oh, there you
but
go.
It's also the monster.
Yeah.
The monster.
The
devil.
Monster.
He lives in what is it called? The wetlands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The wetlands of New Jersey?
Where are they?
It's really wet.
In Sea Caucus.
Right by Newark Airport.
Right next to the Nestle Toll House factory. All right, are we done?
Yeah, I think we're over.
Okay. I want a cookie.
Okay.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.